From JMI Wealth, Andrew Keller, a very good morning to you.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Now, migration, have we got these numbers sorted out and settled down now or not?
Well, yeah, we believe so, but there's some considerable lags there. But remember excuse me, the narrative that migration was too high, that it was going to decline. You remember all that talk? Yeah. I think New Zealand First had, I think they campaigned on migration falling to 10,000 a year or something. Well, and I think I look back at the projections that were done by Treasury, they were falling sort of quite materially as well. Well, it hasn't happened. It has come off its highs. But those highs that we previously estimated that were over sort of 70,000 in a 12-month period, those estimates were lowered, so it was never really there. It was in the 60s. Now net migration seems to have stabilised in the low sort of 50,000. I mean, yes, we've talked, I think we've mentioned before on how these numbers are worked out, and they're now using what's called the 12 to 16 month rule. So if a migrant, somebody's classified as a migrant, if they, an overseas arrival who comes in and cumulatively spends 12 of the next 16 months in New Zealand, likewise with departures, and that's a change from what people, they used to take it from your stated intention on of travellers on the passenger cards, and of course people, you know, don't necessarily always do what they say they're going to do on those cards. So anyway, Stats New Zealand now give us estimates that are subject to revision. So yesterday, Mike, they were talking about migration to February 2019. Now, that's 7 months ago. So we now know that we had 53,200 people in the year to February 2019. That compares to 51,500 the previous year. So migration has actually gone up. We did get numbers to July 2019, but they come with the caveat that those numbers could be revised. And anyway, they're 52,700, so still very similar. So basically, there's 50 to 55,000 people coming into the country, which is about 10 grand, 10 to 15 grand less than we had. So it's not really moved a hell of a lot.
What about the visitors? How are we going there?
Yeah, very interesting, actually. The issue here is that you've got America and Australia. They are the growth regions for inbound tourism. So in July, we had 256,000 visitors. That's up 2% from the previous year, so it's still going up. US arrivals are up 6%, which look great. But you've got to actually just drill down, Mike, into the nominal numbers. So that's 17,000 arrivals from the US. But if I look at Australia in the same month, so we've got 17,000 people coming in from the US, but 124,000 Australians. Yeah. So percentage movements in the number of Australians are far more material to what's actually happening on the ground here. 3.3% decline in visitors from China. Visitors from Asia have now been falling for 6 months in a row when compared to the corresponding months last year. So this really does highlight, you know, some of the potential effects of a global growth slowdown. But it's Australia's really important in terms of these tourism numbers.
Just talk to me quickly about yesterday in the market. What happened? 2% down. We haven't seen that for a while.
No, we haven't. Big reality check here. NZX 50's been on a tear lately. I mean, if you look at the NZX gross index, it got heavily sold yesterday, 218 points, just under 2%, and that follows a 0.5% fall the previous day. But the index is up 25% so far in 2019. It's had an incredible rise. I don't know if it's the best performing share market in the world this year, but it'd have to be right up there. What we've seen, money flowing into dividend paying stocks because interest rates are so blooming low, and we tend to forget that a lot of people out there rely on the money they get from term deposits. Those rates are very low, so they've been buying these dividend shares anyway. They got smacked.
All right, what's
pretty
the numbers?
Simply, Mercury Contact, 27,042 on the Dow. It's up about 0.5%. 2,992 in the S&P 500, also up 0.5%, and 8,146 on the NASDAQ, up 0.77%. The FTSE 100, up 70,7338, up about 1%. The Nikkei, 21,597, up 205. Shanghai Composite, down 12,3008. The ASX 200, 6,638, up 24. And as I said, we lost 218 points today, closing at 10,924. New Zealand dollar, 0.6415 against the US, 0.9349 Aussie, 0.5825 Euro, 50.5208 pounds, 69.10 Japanese yen, Gold trading at $1,494.96. Brent crude, $60.99.
Good stuff. Enjoy your Thursday. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, here and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.